I'm once again to be joined by our good friend Ruth Epstein from the Order of a Republican American. We take a look at some of the stories that they're following at the Republican American and some of the stories that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Inhaling and exhaling, as we say, is the right thing to do. You know, it's
Is
funny when I
correct.
looked at that when I was looking at the Republican American towards the end of the week, there was quite a lot of stuff going on. At Housatonic with the Enviro team, and they had a battle of the bands at Housatonic. It was a pretty busy end of the week weekend for the for Housatonic.
Very. I went up to talked to a few people and found I spent a couple of hours there. There was so much going on. The electrathon car race, where the kids build these battery charged cars and race around Lime Rock, was held on Friday. Our team had two cars, but I was unable to attend, but I heard one of them got disqualified for size or width or something. So one of the cars ran and did very well, I'm told. And that's a great exercise. These kids get to learn all these skills about building and cars and everything else. And the cherry on the cake is that they get to race at Lime Rock Park, which is pretty unique for young kids.
Yeah, it's a great program, and it just once again shows the total involvement with kids throughout the whole area. Hey, you know, one thing that we didn't talk about, and I guess it's my fault. Whenever our new principal is named in Region One, it's always a pretty big event, especially in Cornwall, because they have a new principal at Cornwall Consolidated School.
Correct. Yep. They just named Leanne Maguire this past week. Out of they had a huge pool of candidates, and she was one of the three finalists and was chosen. She works in Torrington school system currently, so she's certainly familiar with the area. I talked to Emily Pryor, the board chairman, the other night, and she said they're just thrilled. She very excited about having her. The current principal, Mary Kay Ravanola, has been there 2 years and loved it, and they loved her. But her husband is being transferred south, so they are moving, and that's why the succession. So the schools, everything is happening. Lots of things happening at the schools. It always at this time of year, as you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, the school's getting, the students are looking ready to get out of school.
Yes.
And of course, you got a plan for next year, if you're Lisa Carter in the administration. It's a weird, strange time of year.
Are you speaking from experience with
Yes.
kids looking to get out?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I can remember looking out those windows, on a warm day, saying it's not too far away, not too far away.
Yeah, I think we all did that. A changing of the guard at the high school. Vance Cannon, longtime library media specialist, is retiring at the end of this year. He's been there 20 years, 18 in the library, too, as an English teacher. But he's being replaced by Jessie Bate, who has been a familiar face in that library. She's been his assistant for a couple of years. So a very nice transition, and pleased that that's happening. As we've talked about, Marshall, budget, budget, and more budgets. We had Cornwall hearing on Friday night, and it was a quick one. It went for less than a half hour, about 15 to 20 people there. Cornwall is the one that's getting hit this year with increased enrollment at the high school, so their school budget is up. And it goes, as we well know, from town to town to town, depending on the number of students the town is sending versus the number of students other towns are sending. So that formula changes every year. This year it was Cornwall's turn to get hit. So its budget is going up about $400,000 because of that
Wow.
rise, which is interesting because Cornwall, of course, is one of the smaller schools in the district, but I guess more kids are going to the high school from there. So we had that hearing. There was a meeting scheduled in Falls Village, but I understand that for Friday night, a town meeting, but because of some legal notice mess up or something, it could not be held. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about when that will be rescheduled. And Sharon continues to, the Board of Finance continues to face the minimum budget requirement regulation. And so dissatisfied with not hearing from the state as to how it's formulated, the Board of Finance is holding a hearing on April 28th, has approved sending the Board of Selectmen's budget to hearing, is sending the Board of Education's budget without approval from the Board of Finance. I made that clear. So that's April 28th coming up, and should be interesting.
So, well, that's the first time I think that's happened around here, isn't it?
As far as I remember, yeah. And apparently, I guess you can do that. You know, generally, before it goes to a hearing, it gets Board of Finance approval, but not this time. So, and then, of course, Earth Day was this weekend. People were out, many of the towns, picking up garbage along their roads and holding. In Cornwall, there was a big composting event discussing that topic, which has come to the forefront in a lot of the towns, and a lot of the selectmen are seeking ways to get composting at their transfer stations because, as we know, the cost of trash disposal has gone up significantly. And you ever realize how much weight there is in food scraps and things that can be composted? I mean, as somebody said, you know, we're now transporting our garbage by truck out to the Midwest. And somebody said, you know, we're paying X amount of dollars to transport water because that's what, you know, the compost becomes, the food scraps become liquefied. So these measures to put in composting are really important to a lot of the selectmen as far as not only just environmentally, but economically. So we'll see what happens there.
And we're not too far off from the Region 1 Board of Education vote for the budget.
Correct. That's May 2nd. So again, that is 12 to 8 in all the town halls in the region. As we've said before, I don't think there was any public at the hearing.
No.
but hopefully some people will get out and express their vote at the referendum.
All right. Yeah.
You know how cyclical this is, Marshall. Our years are so cyclical. I mean, just everything comes around.
Yeah. It's a quiet year for the Region 1 budget.
Yes. You and I remember well.
Oh, yeah.
The turmoil of some of those years, but it's been quiet. The board is working very well together with the administration and much less tension, no tension, really.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to get along, and so we're going through a nice quiet period at the moment.
All right. All right, Ruth, I want you to have fun this week.
Okay, we'll be out there doing our thing, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care, Ruth.
You too, Marshall.
Bye-bye.